All right, a little crisscross there. It's 9:40 on a Tuesday, and you know what that means. Free dance lessons and SailSportTalk.com. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And as always, co-hosting this segment from SailSportTalk.com, Karen Lyle. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm still looking forward to teaching you dance lessons on a boat, Rick. When are you going to come? When are you going to sign up?
I'm actually going out on a boat Saturday. I'm going on the Jeremiah O'Brien.
Excellent. I am so glad to hear that. I'm going to look forward to hearing about that next week.
All right, good stuff. Let's bring in our guests. We're quite happy to have them. And it is a duo, Francis LaRose and Kate Molitor. They were among several hundred sailors slash boaters who participated in the PICYA San Francisco opening day on the Bay Parade. And let's start with you, Francis. By the way, great name, Francis LaRose. How about that?
Thank you, Rick. Your name is pretty nice, too.
Great name. Yeah, not as great as Rick Tittle. Not. But anyway, tell us a little bit more about how you got involved with this, Francis.
Well, I have been involved with the South Beach Yacht Club for about 15 to 20 years, and I'm very involved with the junior sailing program. My husband and I have been boating for over 30 years, and we recently, well, 6 years ago, we got a Grand Banks. And when we got the Grand Banks, we were asked to be in the parade, the opening day parade. And the first year that we did it was in 2022, and we took first place. And then 2023 for the junior sailing, and we bring a bunch of kids on the boat, which is really fun. And then the people, so that's their benefit of taking these junior sailing lessons, which we offer at South Beach Yacht Club. And so in 2022, we came in first, 2023, we came in first, and this last year we came in second. So we're planning on next year coming in first, but it's a great program for kids between 8 and 17 years old.
And Kate, it's glad to have you with us also. Tell us a little bit about your role in the sailing program and also what it was like on opening day.
Kate, you want me to?
I didn't hear my name. Sorry. hi, I'm Kate. I was also on board, and I have two 5-year-olds that will soon be junior sailors here in the Bay Area. And so I've been around South Beach Yacht Club for the past 10 years since I moved to the Bay Area with my husband. We both grew up sailing in the Great Lakes, but have been in the Bay Area and enjoying year-round sailing, like I said, for the last 10 years. And yeah, I linked up with Francis through our awesome junior sailing coordinator, Wendy, at South Beach. And I've been on board Paperboy for the last 2 years. And like I said, I'm really just excited to introduce my kids to this whole aspect of the sport. And yeah, they're starting junior sailing actually in the East Bay this summer, and then hopefully we'll be in the South Beach program as they get older.
How did you get the name Paperboy?
Well, we bought the boat. We're the third owner of the boat. Mm. And the person we bought it from is the he's the publisher of the Vancouver Times up in Vancouver, and we bought the boat in Vancouver. Initially, we bought the boat right before the pandemic, about 6 years ago, with the intention of retiring. Well, that never happens, as you know. And then we were going to go from Canada up into Alaska and live on the boat. It's a beautiful 42-foot boat with 2 staterooms, 2 bathrooms, and it's actually very livable. And, you know, it's the most successful type of Grand Banks. They started about 60 years ago, but this one was built in 2000. And it's the model itself is a classic Grand Banks. There are 3 different types of it, but it's just such a beautiful boat. Anyway, but after the pandemic hit, we brought the boat down to the Marin Yacht Club, actually in San Rafael. And that's where it lives. But we support the junior sailing for South Beach Yacht Club because Wendy Hanrahan started it. Really, you know, gave it a big kick in 2010. And we help kids that not only are sailors, but also at-risk kids. And we teach them how to sail. We teach them how to swim. We teach them how to develop camaraderie with other children. It's an excellent program, and it's not very expensive. It's designed to help the community.
Now, I also should jump in here. Karen, you're about to be sworn in to the board of directors for PICYA. Tell us a little more about that.
Oh, well, I've been a delegate to PICYA for probably about 14 years, but there have been many, many who've followed before me. Patty Mangan was Commodore during the pandemic and past Commodore, and you've met Winston Bumpus, who's a Commodore. And usually the board of directors, basically helps with making the decisions and organizing things between the clubs. And PICYA has been around for more than 100 years, and there's 106 yacht clubs that are, I think it might be 106, it might be a little bit more than that, that are from around Northern California that belong, and all the delegates go to different yacht clubs each month and have meetings. They get to know each other. It helps with reciprocal privileges between the clubs, also voting interests like the Recreational Boaters of California that represent us in the government at the state level, help us to look at how our money is being spent when they charge boating fees for us in the DMV and other places. And this opening day on the bay is kind of the way in which all of the, the boating season begins, and it begins with the blessing of the fleet, and all these boats that are coming and parading are there for the purpose of celebrating this opening day. But it's kind of, to encourage the good sailor tradition of doing something that everybody has been doing for hundreds of years before they start out racing against each other and competing for trophies and so forth throughout the rest of the year. Rick, I'm going to ask Kate a question. Kate, you started with this sailing. I believe that you said to me that you started at Golden Gate Yacht Club, and there was something where you met your husband and some story about that led to this having 2 5-year-olds on the boat. Can you tell us a little bit about your beginning in sailing and how it intertwined with your romance?
Yeah, my husband and I actually met in the Midwest. He's from Wisconsin, and I went to college out there. But I also spent my summers growing up on my grandparents' boat, which is very similar, actually, to Paperboy in Lake Erie. So I did junior sailing from the age of 5 onward, raced in college, and then met my husband at Milwaukee Yacht Club. He is in biotech, so that's what led us to the Bay Area. And we actually arrived right as the America's Cup festivities were kicking off in the area. I was in finance at the time, and luckily a coworker was a member at Golden Gate Yacht Club. So we were there for all the amazing festivities that summer, got to hang out with the cup there in the club, ended up living near South Beach Yacht Club. So that's kind of how we joined that club. Got married, now have 5-year-old twins, and actually just recently moved over to the East Bay and joined Encinal Yacht Club as well. We also race in the J105 fleet. So we're bouncing around yacht club to yacht club each month doing the races with that fleet.
You know what, Kate? One time I was in Cleveland in the spring, and I looked out at Lake Erie, and it was just big blocks of ice. To me, it looked like the North Pole. How did you said year-round racing, how did you, the Great Lakes, I think of the Edmund Fitzgerald, it doesn't seem like a very hospitable place.
No, and it's definitely not year-round out there. In college racing, you do actually race over Thanksgiving break, and there are times where they have to get the powerboats out there to break up the ice. So one thing about like the Midwest is opening day on the bay would actually kickstart the season because it isn't year round out there. Whereas I even had a few friends here in the Bay Area where they were like, wait, it's opening day on the bay, but you've already been out there racing. And I'm like, yeah, but it's still a big celebration and just a nice way to get everyone together just to say, hey, it's starting to get warm out. Let's get out there and enjoy the water.
So I wanted to say, this is Frances. I met my husband 34 years ago on a Cal 25 racing. I think sailing and boating is a really great activity for people and children. And we have two children who are 29 and 27, and they boat and they sail and they race. And it's a very good family activity.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, we got time for one more question.
Yeah.
So I would love to know what your experience was going into the parade with all the boats around you. Did you find another boat that you really enjoyed waving at, or that was fun to see? And this could be for either one of you.
Well, it's a little stressful when you have 20 people on your boat and, you know, and you're the skipper and everybody's running around and the parents, you know, some parents like Kate take very good care of their children. Not everybody does, though. And, you know, some people don't want to wear life jackets. And, you know, you have to say it's a law. You know, you have to wear a life jacket. But it's also very fun. But I think on opening day is a lot easier than some of the other activities, because almost every boat that's out there on opening day, they are seasoned boaters or sailors. And, you know, sometimes like with the Blue Angels, you get people that come out there and they don't know what they're doing. That's more frightening. The opening day, people go, okay, I know I'm supposed to line up. I'm supposed to do this. And people pretty much follow the rules. It's very exciting.
Well,
the only other thing I would add quickly is that there's a theme every year. And so I enjoy just kind of seeing how the other boats interpreted that theme. We were School of Rock, but it was Rock in the Bay. So it was just really fun just to see how all the other different yacht clubs and boats interpreted that theme and decorated their boats accordingly.
Yeah, some did Grateful Dead and all kinds of different, you know, bands and groups.
Very cool. We've been speaking with Frances LaRose and Kate Molitor. And on Monday, on the board of directors for the PICYA, Karen Lyle for SailSportTalk.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also a shout out to Vice Commodore David Jackson, who organized the parade for us this year. He did a great job.